sunshine. Relax. It's just me. Where's your wife? She's still passed out in our room next door. She had a bit too much to drink last night. What am I doing? I'm taking care of your morning wood, of course. Well, you're such a fan of it last time. I figured it'd be nice to wake you up to this after the rough night that you had. What do you mean I can't be here? It's not like I haven't already done this before. Have you already forgotten? I don't remember you complaining last time. Granted, you were moaning too much to really understand anything coming out of your mouth. It was a one-time thing. Why the cold feet now, huh? Oh, you can't keep doing this. Oh, doing what? Cheating on your wife? Well, if she does find out, you can just blame me. Since I'm doing all the work here. Just bobbing my head up and down, and taking every inch of your merry cock in my hot little mouth. Besides, Mr. High and Mighty, your vows sure as hell didn't stop you last night. Holding the back of my head down while you pumped my stomach full of your cum. As far as I'm concerned, you've already broken any semblance of loyalty you thought remained. So, why not indulge again? Break it again. Guilty? Oh, don't. Just close your eyes and pretend it's her or something. Even though we both know your wife couldn't come as close to sucking off like I can. Tell me I'm wrong. That's what I thought. Unfortunately, between you and your best friend, he's got the better fuck and the better suck. It's okay. At least he shares. You know, I'm still kind of mad at you. In fact, I really shouldn't be doing this. Because of you. I feel like I should be offended. You stopped responding to my text. Is that a way to treat a lady? After she's gulped down every drop of your yummy cum. Oh, inappropriate. Baby, is that why you only talk to me through my husband? Oh, you're so chivalrous. But, you know, it's a wasted gesture. have about five other boyfriends claiming my body on any given night, but I do appreciate the thought. Anyways, my point of bringing that up is that if you would have answered my messages, I wanted to let you know that I ended up having a chat with your wife during the girls' trip. Relax. I didn't tell her I took care of her sweet hubby's cock for her. But I did pry into what's going on. Tried to help her come to her senses. I got to her. Seemed like she was gonna turn over a new leaf and finally take care of you. But talking to my husband, I guess that was short-lived. Don't be embarrassed. It's okay. My husband tells me everything. And I return the favor. Oh, does he know where I am right now? I mean, he will when he wakes up. Relax. I know he's your best friend, but I'm his wife. Trust me, dear. He'll understand. This is just another Tuesday night for him. Hell, the only difference is it's on a Sunday. He's used to waking up in bed without me next to him. Especially when it comes to hotels. It's part of having a sexy little hot wife partner, isn't it? That's all it is. In fact, I'm sure I'll enjoy learning. The man blowing out his wife's back is in fact his best friend. And not some random cock I picked up after he passed out. Anyway. The reason I'm here, the reason I came over, is because, well, I kind of feel responsible for the fight you guys got into last night. I do. I figure I'd make it up to you. That's the least I could do for putting you in the doghouse with her. Considering how much you seemed to enjoy the last blowjob I gave you. I figured you wouldn't mind waking up to another one. And you get the added perk of being my husband's best friend. So he has already given me the green light to take care of you as much as I want. you need. I mean, you're not my boyfriend level yet, but we'll get there. Like I was saying, I was the one who suggested this couple's trip. I figured it was some flirting, encouragement, and dirty drinking games. That would rev her up. And lead to a friendly little screaming contest through the walls. Well, I guess I shouldn't have suggested that belly button shot off me. That was dumb of me. I should have known her insecurities were about to boil over. Long story short, It kind of hurt everything. She came over, killed the rest of the bottle, and passed out on the couch. I woke up early. Figured you were probably still pent up from last night. Slipped in the room. I got the keys from her purse. Oh, God. You're such a bad liar. You're telling me the hours we spent grinding on each other at the club, flirting, and my skimpy bikini in the hot tub drunk, truth or dare, did nothing for you? Yeah, keep sticking to that story. Then why did your wife scream at you for having a hard-on for me? And I quote, your best friend's whore wife. I heard. Then walls, remember? I don't mind. I like knowing you boys get hard for me. Oh. And truthfully, she isn't wrong with the whole whore thing. I figured an apology fuck was in order. An apology fuck is exactly what it sounds like. I messed up. So as an apology, I let you use my body however you see fit. My hubby is very familiar with how that works. Especially knowing how carried away I get when he brings me around more than one cock to play with. I'm starting to believe they put me in those positions knowing I'll fuck up. Oh, just so he gets to ravage me sore after. But that's besides the point, which is I fucked up, and by proxy you were forced to go to bed with a massive case of blue balls, and that should never be allowed. So what do you say? You just spent all night throbbing for your best friend's wife? I think it's time for you to release the pent up. What's the word? Oh. Frustration on my tight little whore body. Hon, I've had enough of this fucking etiquette. You know my history. You know the arrangement I have with my husband. Hell, you already fucked your own cum down my throat around the corner from your own home. Look. I know you're used to asking permission with your wife, but I'm here. Telling you to use my body to get off. It's not that hard of a decision. I'm fucking here. Take me. No comment? Oh, am I losing my touch? Maybe you just need some convincing. What if I climbed up onto you like this? And straddled your lap? Just like this? And let my pussy hover inches from the tip of your cock? Can you feel how wet I am? Oh, my juice is literally dripping onto you. You know what that means, right? This whole time, I've been worshiping your gorgeous cock with my mouth. My body has been getting ready to take you. God, you're such a proud man. Unwavering, faithful husband. I just have to put your perseverance to the test and see how loyal you can be when I start to. Lower myself. Sink this needy pussy down on your merry cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, someone liked hearing me say that. Ah, not so fucking innocent now, are we? Ah, nothing like the feeling of a hot little pussy around your married fucking cock. Ah, to break yourself, huh? Oh, making you feel every fucking inch like the whore I am. Oh, fuck. The whore your sweet little wife says I am. Oh, please. Oh, still just spending your fucking bitch wife, even with your cock and feeling her friend's needy cunt. Oh, so fucking. You realize I heard every fucking word last night, right? Every insult she threw at me. Accusing me of cheating on my husband, your poor best friend. As if that's the type of woman you want. Oh, questioning how her own husband could get hard for. What did she say? I used up, ran out. Slut like me. Yet here you are fucking me. Yeah, proving her wrong. Proving how she knows about you. How little she knows about you, actually. Her own husband. One fucking room over, pumping me full of. With your gorgeous fucking cock. Stretching this little slut out. Like so many fucking men before, right? Oh, fuck. Oh, how she's fucking passed out. Snoring like the useless fucking partner she is. And to think, she doesn't even know the half of it, huh? She doesn't have a clue just how fucking depraved. Her fucking friend really is. Oh, fuck. How many fucking cocks I've actually taken? How many men have felt the cold metal of my wedding ring milking their fucking dicks? But you know. Yeah, you fucking know. Yeah, you fucking love it. Oh, you love being another fucking notch on my headboard, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, daddy. I can feel your cock throbbing every time I bring it up. Are you imagining it now? Huh, daddy? Yeah. All the men who have fucking used me before. Oh, how they ravaged this tight little body. Tossed me around like a fucking sex toy. Oh. Ah. Oh, fuck. Why are you still holding back? Let me ride you like I'm worth your fucking time. Like I deserve respect. That's a long fucking gone now. You think letting me grind into you changes anything? You think your pathetic little goody two-shoed wife would really know the difference if she walked in on us? Oh, fuck. Between your friend ruining you, and you throwing me around, fucking breaking me with your fat daddy cock. So, what the fuck? Break me already. Because I know your wife sure as hell won't let you. Fuck. Oh, that's it. There's that fucking fire. Yeah. Oh, right there. There's that fucking fire. I've seen it behind this eye. Yeah, throwing it like a ragdoll. Up. Yeah. Like this. Ass up. Face down. You got it. Yeah, fuck daddy. What are you gonna do? I'll punish this with your fat daddy cock, huh? Do it. Fucking do it. Oh, yeah. Fucking break me. Yeah, ruin me. That's it. Stand over me. Oh. Fuck. Oh, my fucking God. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's it. There. Right there. Oh, my God. Fuck me. Take me. Fuck me. Oh, yeah, baby. Fuck this married cunt. Oh, my God, yes. Fuck yeah, I'm a fucking homewrecking whore. Yeah, I'm a fucking useless bitch. Yeah, fuck me. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, my God. I want your dumb wife to wonder who fucked your best friend up so hard. Oh, fuck. You're in my guts now. Use me. Use me. Use me up. Give me that fucking married cock, daddy. Yeah. Take it out. Punish me. Hurt me. Oh, yeah. Oh, give it to me. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yes. Oh, my God. Make me come. I want it. Oh. Oh, my God. Daddy. Oh, my God. Make me come when you're married. Oh my God, yeah. I love it when you fucking grow. Take me. Make me come. Yeah, make me come. Please, please. Yeah, I want to scream for them to hear. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, I want it. I want it. Yeah, use me like a flashlight. Use my tight pussy. Stroke your cock off. Oh, yeah. Show me my fucking worth. Oh, yeah, I'm a three-hole fuck toy. Come on. Yeah. Oh, yeah, pass it around. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah, break this gun. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't let up. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh yeah. Oh, don't let up. Oh, yeah. Oh, not until you cream pie me. Yeah, cream pie this hard. Oh, yeah, send me back over with your married seat. Seeping out of me. Yeah, I want it dripping out of me. Oh my God, yes, give it to me. Give me that dick. Oh yeah, do it. Do it. Fuck me till you come. Yeah, fuck me till you come. Fuck me till you come. I can feel it. Oh my God, I'm so close. Make me come. Daddy, make me come. Yeah. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh yeah, yes, 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 yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. You were bent up. Look at all that fucking gum. Oh, God, I'm so full. Oh shit, who is it? Oh, he must have heard. Here, hand me the phone. Hello? Hey, baby. I'm sorry. Oh, did I wake you? Yeah, you guessed right. Oh, well, since your best friend just fucked the fattest load I've ever seen into your little slut wife, would you like a turn? Uh-huh. Then how about get yourself nice and hard for me and I'll be right over and I'll help you out. I love you. Sorry, stud. Wifey duty calls, but it'll be quick. We'll see you at brunch. Have a good morning, Daddy.